Episode 924, How to Get Through the Tough Times.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How are you doing? I really want to know what you're doing. Are you feeling good? Are you feeling a little drained? Whatever you're feeling, guess what? Today is Relationship Builder Day. It is. It's Saturday. It is your time really just to kind of enjoy life, and I pray that that is exactly what you are doing. We're talking about how to get through the tough times. We all have them, even though we don't want them, so it's going to be a good conversation. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. If you want to have a marriage with a strong foundation that lasts a lifetime, you got to know how to get through the tough times. You have to know this because there's going to be seasons in your life where you think only tough times exist. Like you can't get out of it. You're like, come on, I'm sinking already. Enough is enough. You may have even experienced that already in your life. Most of you know that we are going through that right now. You know, my hubby is relocating, has already relocated down south. We're still up north. And we're planning on joining him, but we can't afford to have two mortgages. So we have to wait till our house sells. And since it hasn't sold, here we sit. It's tough. And it puts a bind on the marriage. Now, maybe for you, it's not a job relocation. It could be a health setback. It could be a financial strain. Maybe you are wanting to purchase a new car, a new home. Whatever it is, I mean, anything with finances, that can be tough times there. It just is. Maybe it's the birth of a child. Have you ever talked about having only so many children and all of a sudden, whoop, here comes another one? Or maybe you had planned not to have any, and then all of us, or not any at that particular time, and then all of a sudden, bloop, here comes one. That happened to us 5 times. Yes, we wanted children. We just didn't want them as soon as we got them. Well, God had other plans. So, you know, it could even be something as much as what church to attend. That can be some really tough times in a marriage. And you have to understand that we have to learn how to get through those tough times because they're going to happen. Difficulties are going to present themselves, even though we want to stay far from them. And so you have to learn how to cut through that chase. You got to cut through the muck, knowing what's permanent and knowing that this too shall pass. So what does it look like for us when we're in a marriage, when we want to get through the tough times? What do you do? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. Draw on each other's strengths. Now, I told you it's simple, and it is simple. Draw on each other's strengths. And you're like, yeah, but you know, this is hard to do. It is hard to do. It's very hard to do because when you're in the tough times, when you're in the trenches, we tend to sabotage our partner, our spouse, by hitting them at the weak point. And we don't mean to do that. We just do it. Why do we do it? Because it makes us feel stronger. And when we feel stronger, we feel like we are in control. Have you noticed that word lately is coming up a lot in our conversations? It does. Control is something that we like as a human. Why? Because it's our ego. It kicks in. Sometimes it's worse for men than it is for women, but we want that control. We want to know that this is going to happen so we can plan accordingly. But that's not how to get through the tough times. We have to draw on each other's strengths. So what does that really mean to draw on each other's strengths? Because you may be a newlywed listening to this and you're like, we've been married for 9 months and Christiane, I have no idea. I mean, we dated for maybe a year and now you're telling me I have to draw on his strengths and I don't even know exactly all of his strengths. No, maybe you don't. Maybe that's a conversation you need to sit down and have together. What do you think you're strong at? And then in turn, ask him, what do you think I'm strong at? And then turn the table and say, well, this is where I see your strengths. And then he could answer the same thing. Well, this is where I see your strengths. It's important to know each other's strengths. And sometimes we hide our strengths. We like to disguise them. Why? Because if we let them be known, what happens? People ask us to use our strengths. And sometimes we just want to be left alone. That even happens in our marriages. So it's important that we know our strengths, and it's important that we understand, once we know them, how to draw on each other's strengths. And I want to walk you through three steps with this, because you can't draw on something if it isn't there, correct? Makes sense? It's just like if you want to go and you want to buy groceries, you got to have money in the bank account. No matter how much you use that little card, I mean, my son, he's so cute, but I can remember we went to an ATM one time and I said, Mommy needs to get some cash. And so I put in my card and I typed in, you know, all the numbers and all that jazz you have to type in. And he says, Mom, can you get out however much money you want to? And I said, sweetheart, oh, I so wish that was true. I said, no, you can only take out the amount of what is in there that's actually in your account. So if I only have 1 cent in there, one little penny, that's all I can take out, which means I can't get it because they only do dollar bills here. So Mommy doesn't have anything in the bank account. Well, of course, that wasn't true at the time, but it was just a little explanation. I was trying to explain it to him. I said, so let's say I have only $200 in the account and I want to take out some money. I can't take $300. The bank may have a lot more than that in this little machine, but just because I have a card doesn't mean I get that money. Same thing goes with drawing on each other's strengths. We got to have it there already. So number one, you have to build up the strengths. You have to build each other's strengths up. So whether you've been married 1 year or 32 years, anything in between, or more or less, you have to build up the strengths. You have to say, okay, you know what? This is where you're really good at. Because what happens is a lot of times we like that control, right? The ego takes over. We want to be right. Oh, yes, we like to be right. I don't care if you're a man or a woman, you like to be right. And in order to be right, sometimes we like to hit them when they're down, including hitting them in their strengths, which knocks them down even further. And when we do that, we're just taking away from something that we really will need to count on later on when the going gets tough. So how to get through the tough times? You got to build up the strengths, and you got to do it to each other. You got to do it for your spouse, and you have to do it for yourself. Now, let me give you an example. For me, building up my strength, one of my strengths is I need my me time. I did not know this when I was younger. Married early, you know, way back when, way before children, I didn't realize that I really needed this in my life. Now I do. It makes 150% difference in how my day goes. So it's important that I find that me time. That's how I personally can build up my strengths. If I don't get that me time in, oh, it's just not going to, I mean, there is no building, period. It's just not a good thing, okay? You have to figure out what it is for you. You have to figure out what it is for your spouse, and you have to support each other on this. Does that mean you may have to have a conversation? Yes, you may have to have some conversations. They may be comfortable, they may be uncomfortable, but you're going to have tough times. If you want to get through them, if you want your marriage to survive, and I've been through those tough times, you've got to have this foundation of strength. And it's each other's strength, not of your own. Because remember, when you said we do, you come together and you're now one with God, then that means what? You're doing it together. So you have to build up the strengths. Number two, you have to support the strengths. You may be one going, oh my gosh, but okay, I have to build it up. Now I have to support it. Yes, once when you get it there and you get strong, you got to keep it there. Yeah, you can't let that ego come in and kind of chop it off at the bottom and say, oh, I won that battle. No, you can't do that. You have to support the strength. So maybe that means, yes, going to a conference if that's what you need to do. Maybe it's going to a Bible study. Maybe it's going out and having some time with just his sets of friends. Maybe it's going out with your girlfriends. Whatever it may be, you have to support each other's strengths. Because when you build them up, they can be torn down, right? So you got to continue to support them. And number three, you have to acquire the strengths. Just like that bank card that I wanted to go get money out. Well, if I don't have anything in the bank account, I can't withdraw. Same goes for my strengths, for my husband's strengths. If we have not built it up, if we have not supported it, there's no way we can acquire it. So it's important to do the build up, the support, so we can then acquire it. It means we can utilize it when the going gets tough, when the tough times are there, when we're in those trenches, in those seasons of life. You know, with this house situation, it's not a really fun deal. It's not. The contract's falling through. And I mean, I just feel like it's tearing my family apart. And in fact, I just want to go to a corner and I just want to sit down and cry. I haven't yet. Maybe I will. But what I realized in all of this craziness in my life right now, I realized that this is a tough time. And I realized, you know what? What is my strength? My strength is optimism. I'm the one who is the just the bearer, is the rock that can kind of stand the storm. Why? Because I know God's got this. Yeah, my earthly pea brain says, oh, no, I don't think he does because it's not working out. It's I see in the plans and on the calendar and things are not matching up between 12 midnight and 11 o'clock at night. It just doesn't make sense to me. But you know what? God's got this. You see, I've always been that person. And so I realized I got to start from there again. That's a strength of mine. I can't let worry take over. I can't let these little things that are just kind of interfering with our lives take away my strengths, my God-given talents. What are your strengths? Because you got them. What are they? If you want to get through the tough times in your marriage, you have got to build this strong foundation, and it's a strength foundation. Yes, we all have to work on our weaknesses, but you can't always be working on weaknesses because what happens to your strengths? They begin to fall too, right? You plant a tree and you take care of it for a couple years and you're like, oh, it's good. It's good and solid. And you walk away. You don't do anything else with it. You have the ups and downs of high winds and no rains and horrible winters and scorching summers. And then sometimes everything seems to be perfect. And this tree goes, I can't handle this because I'm not strong enough. We all need the strength in our life. And we have to always be building that. That's part of our marriage, our foundation. If you don't have that, the guarantee in your marriage, it's going to fall apart. And I don't want to say that lightly. I'm telling you honestly. Because in my marriage, that is what happened. When he told me I'd fallen out of love, I was like, whoa, what? I didn't see this coming. And it just stopped me in my tracks. I didn't know what to do. But what I did do was I was able to rely on my strengths. What are yours? Because you got to draw on each other's strengths to get through the tough times. Maybe you want some help. Click on the link, Take Aim. I would love to come beside you. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. But what I need you to do is to click on the link. Now, I know you've heard this before, but I don't want you to take this lightly. You matter right now, and you may be having something stirring in your heart. Like, oh, I really need to do this. I've been putting this off for some time. How important is your marriage to you? How important are you in the marriage? Click on that link, Take Aim. Let's have a chat. I look forward to hearing from you. You know, you can get through the tough times. You don't have to do it alone. God is beside you. But God has also given us strengths, and he expects us to use them. So build up support so you can acquire. Go out, and you know what? Go out and love on your spouse. Give them a hug. Tell them how much you appreciate them. Let them know that, you know what? You make a difference every single day. When was the last time you did that? Do it today, because I'm telling you, that's a game changer. That will begin to what? Build those strengths so you can support them. So then when you need them in the tough times, you can acquire them. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.